knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. He's Dean.
He is Dean Richards. You can't argue that. He's absolutely 100% Dean Richards. Dean, we started, Wendy and I, at the beginning of the show, were talking about Caitlyn Jenner because Caitlyn Jenner was on the list.
Glamour Magazine Woman of the Year.
Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year. And they asked...
One of the women of the year.
Yes,
one
there
of the
were women. Many.
There were like six of them, right?
Right.
Yes.
And they
and
asked...
Steve Cochran would argue that she shouldn't have been on there because she hasn't been a woman for a full year.
Actually, that can't. We mentioned the same thing. Only 7 months as a woman, not enough time, maybe.
But she said her, you know, they asked what the toughest part of being a woman for you is, and she says figuring out what to wear, and that's what I have issue if with. If that's the, her biggest problem, boy, she doesn't know what it's like to be a woman.
Right. Well, that's. I think some women in the workplace, you know, wondering about why they're getting paid less money, you know, for one thing. You know, might be something more than which shoes should I wear today.
Right. You would think. Now, you're on your way to an event that Caitlyn Jenner is kind of the, is she the chairperson of? I'm unclear.
She's the Chicago House, which has for decades been providing help to people with HIV and AIDS. I just opened a transgender center helping people who are struggling with that. And they're having a big benefit today at the Chicago Hilton and Towers, and Caitlyn Jenner is their keynote speaker. So it's her first appearance since the ESPY Awards that everybody watched. So I think it's going to be a pretty big event, you know, and there's going to be a lot of attention to what happens today and what she says today. So we'll see. You know, we're going to cover it all. We'll bring it all back to you.
And good for her. Seriously, because there are so many people that are going through this, and to see someone live in the flesh that has gone through it, mm-hmm. I really respect her talking about it. I really do.
You know, it's a controversial subject. I get that. I understand it. I'm you know, I think I'm much better now understanding it than I did before before the Diane Sawyer interview, and you know, before learning a little bit more about it. So. You know, I think in that sense, a lot of people have learned how some other people, you know, live their lives. You know, I don't think that hurts anybody to understand a little bit more about others. But the bigger thing for me of why I think it's valuable, there are kids, teenagers, and probably younger all the time, who commit suicide because they're confused about their sexual identity. Because they're rejected and shunned and thrown out by the people in their lives because of their sexual identity. And by Bruce Jenner being public with this, it tells them,
Caitlyn,
you're not alone. You're not alone. You know, that there are other people like you. So they don't feel like, you know, that they are the freak. So if it saves a kid from committing suicide, I say God bless them. You know, this is something which is personal, and anything
sure.
that makes a person live their life a little bit happier. Life's too short, and you know, really nobody has any business passing judgment on things that don't affect them.
Yep, so true. A quick congratulations to you, by the way, since we talked to you last. You are the
you can do it more than quick. You can spend the rest of the segment.
Let's take our time with
should
this.
Should we spend the rest of the segment congratulating me?
Yes, absolutely. Dean is the winner of the 2015, one of the winners of the 2015 Silver Circle Award, which is a very high honor. So congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you. It's the Chicago TV Academy's sort of Hall of Fame. I'm one of six people that will be. I'm really only interested in myself.
Right, sure.
there are a whole bunch of people who are much more deserving of this than me. And I'm beyond honored that I was chosen for this. So
well deserved.
It's pretty nice. I was pretty surprised when they told me.
Well, you deserve it.
You're the first person, Dean, I believe, to win both the Silver Circle Award and the Cy Young Award. So congrats on that.
That's fantastic. You've been working on that. You know, you get practice, kid. That's all you can say.
It's all you can do. All right, there's a bunch of movies. This is a very big week for movies. Before I get to the list of what's coming out this weekend, we had quite a string of fall films that fell flat. None of the movies did at the box office what they expected them to until last week when the new Bond movie Spectre and the Peanuts movie opened. Both of them did pretty well. Why did we have that down period where nobody was going to see movies for a while? It looked like some good titles, but people weren't going out to the theater.
I think people were just not, turned on, engaged by some of the titles, some of the content that have come out. The Sandra Bullock movie about, political handling, huge bomb. The Bradley Cooper movie, huge bomb. You know, these are, Sandra Bullock's an Oscar winner.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper is a multi-Oscar nominee. You know, you would think that their films would have done well. Michael Fassbender's version of the Steve Jobs movie was such a bomb that the studio has pulled it out of theaters. That's how poorly that one was doing. At least the other ones are, you can still find them someplace if you want to.
Boy,
see
that's
them.
Bad if they pull it out.
Yeah, they never do that. I mean, they leave it in to just see whatever kind of money it can make, but. Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah.
The kids movie also pulled out.
Right.
Also a huge bomb. And this was based on a really popular source material. So it's been a really interesting fall for some movies that have not caught the public's attention. Matt Damon's The Martian, at the hands mostly of Matt Damon's The Martian. It was number one for like 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and there was no movie that could move it until James Bond came along. The Peanuts movie did fairly well up against it, but it's been pretty interesting. And I'm not so sure that there's going to be a massive change this week, really. I think probably James Bond will be number one again this week, because while we have a lot of movies opening up, almost all of them are in limited release. At least half of the movies that I'm going to tell you about today are just in a handful of theaters. One of the movies is in one theater in the Chicago area. One of them's in three theaters in Chicago. So, I mean, these are films that they're releasing because they want them to be eligible for the Academy Awards. They have to be released before the end of the year. And they're trying to, get out there and release before the real glut happens around Thanksgiving and Christmas time. So while there are some really good movies that are opening this weekend, and one really horrible movie from two people who you would never expect it from,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to see a seismic change in the box office numbers this coming weekend.
Dean Richards is our guest. He'll tell you about those movies that you might want to seek out, and then the movie that is horrible from two people you wouldn't expect would put out a horrible movie. All that's coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Dean Richards is here. Yes, the Silver Circle Award winning Dean Richards. Absolutely right.
You told me Silver Surfer.
Stop. I did say Silver Surfer.
Stop.
I can't stop, Dean.
Stop.
I can't stop.
Honestly, when they called me, at first I thought they had won. I don't know if you remember from WKRP in Cincinnati, the Silver Sow Award.
Yes. Yes.
I was tremendously honored when I thought that I won an agriculture broadcasting award, since I'm not an agriculture broadcaster.
Right.
I thought, this is fantastic that someone's made a terrible mistake. But I don't care.
No, it's an award. An award is an award.
It turns out it's this Silver Circle with the Chicago TV Academy. So, that's amazing.
Are you going to put it in your study with all the other awards?
Yes, I am going to put it with all my other awards.
Yes, it's in my study, says Dean. Dean,
I got it with my Boy Scout merit badges are there.
Excellent.
I think I've got a tennis trophy.
Oh,
from high school that might be there.
That's
you
great.
Were a Boy Scout. Did you make it to Eagle Scout?
I did not, because I was terrified. I almost drowned when I was a kid.
Oh no!
I was terrified to swim. I didn't learn how to swim until I was in college. So I got all my merit badges for Eagle Scout except the water swimming and life saving. So
go
I don't
get
know
it
if I
now.
Can go back and make those up now.
You can.
You can make them up.
Can I really?
Yeah.
Once an Eagle Scout, always
an Eagle
Scout.
Scout. Sure.
How great would that be if I got in the Silver Circle and made Eagle Scout in the same week?
Just to see you in the outfit would be just fantastic.
Oh, put it. You got to wear it.
Uniform. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it still fits from when I was
12. Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be great. All right, you teased us. You said that there's a movie coming out that's horrible from two people that you wouldn't expect. I think I know what it is, but tell everybody, what are we talking about?
You know, you get a movie with Brad Pitt and an Angelina Jolie in it, and you got to think that it's, you know, a guaranteed home run. They had that movie a few years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
yeah,
where, you know, where they met, fell in love, you know, he, you know, destroyed Jennifer Aniston's life.
Yeah.
You know, that
I'll never forgive him for that, by the way.
A lot of people are right with you with that. But anyway, I mean, that was a great movie. They're both great actors.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a pretty good director. And this new movie that they have coming out, fortunately, it's only in like three theaters. So, you know, not too many people are going to be subjected to it. It's called By the Sea. It's like a sort of a moody European, overly artsy, overly esoteric story about a married couple going through a difficult time in their marriage and trying to sort it out. But only the storytelling in the most obtuse, complex way possible. It's a beautiful film. It's beautifully shot. But the film could not be more confusing and boring and honestly sort of worthless.
Isn't
really.
That sad? I wonder what happened there.
I think it's part of the problem is really bad writing.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it. And unfortunately, Angelina Jolie wrote and directed the film as well.
No.
So we're going to have to put a lot of the blame squarely at her feet with this. I'm saying don't go to see it. I'm giving this one Dean's List D minus. Giving it a little bit of credit because it is, I have to say, it is a beautifully shot film.
I noticed, Dean, in the previews for it, I saw a preview for it last night, and she is billing herself in this movie anyway as Angelina Jolie Pitt. Is there a reason for
the name change? Well, she got married.
Oh, you know, she did.
She's officially, they're official now.
All right.
So, you know, she's using her married name. I'll tell you what is kind of interesting that I haven't really noticed in any other reviews. There are a couple of scenes in which Angelina Jolie is in a bathtub,
mm-hmm.
and you see her like sort of from the waist up in the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
the naked,
mm-hmm.
And kind of interesting. I don't know if this was before her double mastectomy. I don't know if they used some sort of prosthetic, but it didn't. I don't really know what it looks like after a mastectomy because I know there's extensive cosmetic surgery that.
Yeah.
Can also take place with it, but it didn't look like any surgery had been done.
Oh.
It just looked like a woman with no top on.
Right.
Well, she got implants, I would imagine, after the double mastectomy.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah,
I don't know how surgically if there's scarring.
It's under
it's surgery.
It's underneath the bulbous
under
part
the breast.
Of the breast, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So
well,
you wouldn't see it.
That. Yeah, that would explain that. But it was like, you know, she's extremely thin in the movie. It's part of the plot line. She's not a well woman in the movie. She's very, you know, thin and frail.
Hmm.
So, I mean, knowing her health history,
yeah.
You know, was a little bit distracting to me given her physical appearance in this movie. But honestly, you'll be about half an hour into this movie. You're going to pass out from boredom
it's
anyway.
It's that bad.
Nothing else is going to matter.
Right.
So go for the boobs and then cut out.
Beautifully shot. It's beautifully shot. Cinematography, absolutely beautiful. Watch the boobs and then sneak next door and go watch The Martian.
All right.
So Damon also has very nice boobs.
Oh, he does. All right. Well, that's good news. So instead of By the C, you're saying By the D minus. That's what you're saying?
By the D. Wow.
By the D cup.
I thought of that.
Thank you. I'm in constant contact with Gene Shalit. He's always giving me movie titles and
Thank
ideas.
You.
What about Trumbo?
Trumbo, I loved. Trumbo, I absolutely loved. It's Bryan Cranston. It's Helen Mirren. A fantastic cast of colorful supporting performances from Louis C.K., from John Goodman, who I love in any movie that he's in. He's just as fantastic as ever. Louis C.K. is also fantastic. I mean, good on the list. There's just one great character actor after another in this movie that is a true story about a Hollywood screenwriter named Dalton Trumbo, who was one of the 10 Hollywood personalities in the late 40s. blacklisted by the congressional committee, the Joseph McCarthy's Red Scare Committee, you know, trying to find communists in Hollywood who were blacklisted, their lives, their careers destroyed. This is the story of Dalton Trumbo, who is a very famous screenwriter who continued to work and continued to write under other people's names before he was vindicated many years later. It's just a very interesting story, and such rich, amazing, wonderful performances, funny and quirky, and it's history. It really happened. You know, this kind of witch hunting that actually went on by the government, you know, on Americans that happened. Helen Mirren plays the famous gossip columnist Hedda Hopper, who, you know, she was the legendary, you know, gossip columnist.
She could make you or break you.
She could make you or break you, and, yeah, and really misused her column for character assassination, for furthering her own political views. She went after Dalton Trumbo and other people that she suspected might be communist, and took them down in her column. She's fantastic.
She's beautiful.
Visually, the film looks good. She is so great. And when do you see her? You know, Hedda Hopper was kind of famous for her outlandish outfits and her big hats.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was a force of nature in real life. And what they do to Helen Mirren in this movie to personify that is just great. This is my favorite movie of the week by far.
Oh, excellent. What is your Dean's List rating for Trumbo?
Dean's List A on this one. I gave this one a Dean's List A. It's pretty great.
I'm anxious to see it. All right, so Avoid by the Sea, go see Trumbo. Dean, thanks again for being here, and congrats on that Silver Surfer Award. We're very, very proud of you.
Hang 10,
says Dean Richards.
Congrats,
thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
It's the Silver Circle Award. We'll be back after this. We'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.